Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for July 29th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is the podcast that makes fun of the news so you don't have to. All Things Chicago. Now, we move to rename the podcast, All Things Chicago. Let me just do that. Chicagoing. Does anyone have that one? Oh, that one's taken. How about something with Windy City? Windy City Time? Windy City Now? No. Windy City Today? No. How about Windy City Live? Yeah, let me write that down. Windy City Live. All right. Big weekend. I'm not even kidding, man. I spent 2 days watching Elite 16 in softball in Forest Park. It was crazy, Pete. I'm not going to lie to you. It was not on the radar, and I was like, man, you know what? It's a nice day. Let's go out there. So I went out there on Saturday with my brother, Mark Baser, and the interview show lives right by. He met, and we had a couple beers, and it took about 30 seconds to be like, this is my life, and I want it. And then I went back on Sunday, right? And amazing. They do the No Gloves National. So it's 32 teams from around the country, which really is just Chicago because it's 16 in softball. It's not like these guys are playing all the way out. But anyway, amazing tournament. Everyone's sponsored. They bring the hoses out between games. They got a tractor that rakes the field. They got a scoreboard, play-by-play, PA announcer, concession stands, brats, beers, mugs, brats, all that stuff. And the second day, I brought my wife and son out. I'm like, hey, you know, you should come see this. This is amazing. This is what I want my life to be. I want to travel this. I want to figure out a way to like sell T-shirts at this for the rest of my life. And they were like, we're going to go walk around. We're going to go to like, there's a water park and there's other things going on there, like in the area. So they go to walk around. And George Bliss shows up and he's like, hey, let me show you around. So he walks me, because he's showing off, which is, he can. He's like he's the play-by-play announcer. It's like Harry Carey of the place, right? He walks me right on the field. I mean, first of all, he takes me a tour, you know, I meet all the great people of Forest Park, and then he walked me right on the field as the Tito's 45s are winning the game, and I get to be there to high-five all these great softball players, Hall of Famers. And then I get to hang out and watch the other teams warm up, talk about what do you think today? I talk to the owner of Signature Limos, what do you think today? If we play defense, I got all we. It was great. It was amazing. The best part, though, there I am, looking like a young Len Casper, you know, checking out by the batting cage, just on the field, part of the action. I walk back to the bleachers. My wife and son are sitting there. My wife is like, "Where'd you go?" And I'm like, "It's on the field," and I was effectively punished for being like for mingling on the field. They're like, "We didn't know where you are. Like, you just leave us here." I'm like, you went to walk around, and I did a golden opportunity, a VIP situation. It was VIP. I was on. These guys are Hall of Famers. These guys have won 3 years in a row. I'm hanging with them. Yeah, so I was a little annoyed by that, but I got over it. Anyway, I got over it. You know how I got over it? By introducing my wife to the Gianni Versace show, the assassination of Gianni Versace. Have you watched this show? Have you seen it? Yeah, it was a couple years ago now. Oh man, it's awesome. Like, don't tell me what happens. All right, let's get going. Here are the headlines. President Trump was lonely this weekend and worried that the world wasn't paying enough attention to him. So he went all racist, guns a-blazing, and attacked Baltimore as a filthy and rat-infested town. So that somehow got our politicians to come to the podium. Both the governor and the mayor condemned the president's words. As an American, listen, I'm appalled that the sitting president would so brazenly and blatantly put down one of our own cities. But as a Chicagoan, better them than us, right? How's it feel? We kind of know it. So, but I don't know. I just feel like the grandstanding of the mayor and the governor to condemn words about Baltimore can fight their own battles, right? Because I didn't see Baltimore's mayor getting up there like, stop putting Chicago in your mouth, president, right? No one comes to Chicago's defense. We always got to go to everybody else's defense. I like it. In local news, two elevators got stuck in the Hancock building. That's a story where you could be like one time in 65 million visits, and you're still like, that's way too many. And that's a third. I think there were two this weekend, and they had the other one where the thing took off and did like a Die Hard kind of thing. No thanks. What's happening? You know what it is? Ever since they changed the name of that building. Which is funny because I was going to a Looking Glass thing and they said you can park at 875 North Michigan. That's what they're calling the building now. Because I was like, 875 North, where's that? I don't know, 800, 900, and 875 is the Hancock building. But on the literature about like like getting $5 off your $25 parking. It's 875 North Michigan. It's not the Hancock Tower anymore. I don't know about that. Just when you thought the dumb was gone, it returns. Another alligator in the Humboldt Park Lagoon. What? Hold up. Experts and investigators say that's unlikely, and that those that said they caught an alligator may have been involved in a hoax, a Facebook Live hoax. So that's where we're at. Alligator hoaxes, which is still great fuel for Twitter and talk radio. You're going to hear that all week. I guarantee right now, Rokan's doing 3 hours. Like, no, this is alligator! It's going to be 2 to 3 days of alligator dumb. Just watch. Watch. Lollapalooza closures have begun. Traffic sucks downtown, and your life will be inconvenienced for 3 weeks because of 21 Pilots! I feel like the spirit of that festival is counterculture, right? Some of the bands still exhibited that. I don't know if Ariana Grande fits that bill. And obviously, maybe the ship has sailed when it comes to that being a counterculture festival. But can you? I don't understand. If you're a band, if you're like the Red Hot Chili Peppers or Perry Farrell or possibly 21 Pilots or any Childish Gambino, don't you at all in your head go, man, it sucks that I've made Chicagoans' life really sucky for the next 2 weeks, right? Isn't that against the spirit, like, of sticking it to the man? Like, wouldn't you stick it to Lollapalooza for messing up everybody's commute? If you drive to the South Side or to North Side and Lakeshore Drive, you're all messed up for the next 3 weeks. Because they need 2 weeks just to replant the grass for a bunch of 16-year-olds trample all over it. Spit their chew. Last time I was at Lollapalooza, guys chewing. You bringing the chew down to Grant Park. What's the matter with you? At least get drunk like everybody else. Why you bring a vape pen? A chew? I don't know. The Hamilton exhibit at Northerly Island is closing early. Not really a hit like the play was, but to be fair, the play was not out where they used to land private planes. Location, location, location. A woman is being accused of stealing the identity of Taraji B. Henson. Cookie? It certainly spells doom for the rest of us, as one of the most identifiable women on the planet can be a victim of identity theft. I want to know if the woman knew that it was Taraji B., or if it's just another credit card number. Like, was she going around saying she was, I'm Cookie. And everyone's like, oh, look who's in a restaurant. Like, it was in Sneed 4 times, but it wasn't really Taraji B. Henson. That's what I want to know. Because if I were stealing that identity, I'd be less interested in Taraji's money and much more interested in dinner reservations. In sports, the Cubs salvaged a weekend series against the Brewers in Milwaukee by winning yesterday, but they lost the series thanks to the first real implosion by savior Craig Kimbrel, who blew the save on Saturday night. Big situation, did not deliver. The Cubs now find themselves tied for first with the Cardinals, which they were before the series started. So even with the blown save, the Cubs didn't lose any ground. Yesterday, big game for Kyle Schwarber. I'd like to see him keep that going. And he may have to, because after today's day off, the Cubs head to Busch Stadium to play the Cardinals for a 3-game set. Is it still Busch Stadium? They call it something else now? They probably call it something else, like the Chevy Cruze Stadium or something like that. You know, is it Busch Stadium? It's probably still Busch. Busch Light? Isn't there an Ice Mountain beer? I feel like that would be a good stadium. Like, I'm trying to think of our Ice House. Right? Where's the Ice House Stadium? Is that just hockey? I feel like that's just hockey, yeah. All right. Anyway, the 3-game set with the Cardinals. That's followed by a return home this weekend to play the Brewers again. So this will be a week that you look back on when talking about the fate of the 2019 Cubs, because you have these huge series and you got the trade deadline. Now the good news, the Mets traded for possibly the best arm available, Marcus Stroman from the Blue Jays. So the Mets are out of it too, so not sure what they're doing there. Maybe they'll flip him or trade somewhere else. I don't know. But glad he's not going to St. Louis or Milwaukee. And the other good news is that Ben Zobrist is starting his journey back to the club, minor leagues first. But great news for a Cub team that needs some clutch. Question is, what's going to be his walk-up music? That's still I want to be there in the game when Zobrist returns to see what his walk-up music is going to be. The White Sox, well, not much to look at as they let the Twins come in and win 3 of 4 at the G-rate this weekend. Not great pitching, not great hitting. I don't know. The Sox got one on Saturday night, but nothing really exciting to report except that they are now 2-5 in this homestand and 4-15 since the break. Ouch. The wheels fell off pretty quick there. And so now the team doesn't really need to rush any of the young players up, I guess. And maybe, just maybe, there'll be sellers at the deadline. Guys like Colome, Nova, McCann. Get what you can, I guess. Although, if it's a prospect haul, where are you going to put these guys? I'm just assuming Charlotte and Birmingham are all filled up, right? They're going to have to buy a new minor league team. Dubuque or somewhere. I don't know where they play minor league. Maybe they could buy the Beloit team. I think it's the Twins. I think it's buy it from them since they're not paying for any players. So. The Bears are back at camp yesterday with pads. So the fun part, arriving at camp in a hot air balloon, that's over. Now it's hot practices and hitting and cool, ominous music with an NFL Films voiceover guy. Wait, that's only on Hard Knocks? That doesn't happen at every training camp? Boring. Kickers are both competing well, hitting impressive kicks in practice. Looks like one of these guys will be the kicker and will avoid picking up a 52-year-old veteran before the season starts, so that's good. Also, interesting notes, Adam Shaheen is hurt, lower back, and former Bear Cam Meredith was cut by the Saints. So for everyone that was annoyed that we let that dude walk, he just walked right out of the league. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for July 29, 2019. Check us out. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple, all those places. Rank it. Is it rated or rank it? Tell them really I'm a huge Apple podcast guy. Subscribe. Rank it, rate it. Should we rank it and then subscribe? Subscribe, then rank it, then rate it, and then subscribe again. All right, see ya.